It is time for Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. Sometime soon we'll be talking about heat waves.
Yes, and I won't mind that at all.
But I must say, I have to tell you, I enjoy riding along with you on your rides to and from work.
Well, you know, there's something. When I lived at my mother's house, we had the hill that went down into West Cornwall, mm-hmm. and it was always fun to drive. It's scary to drive in the wintertime, but in the wintertime, it looked like a toboggan run.
Right.
Well, I never thought I'd wind up living, heading up to Mount Riga, and going down in the morning and coming back in the afternoon. It's just like you're on a toboggan run, and I find it fun to
I feel like I'm on a ride with you.
I have a pair of sunglasses I bought that have a pinhole camera in the middle of them, and I took the lenses out, so in the morning when I drive I can see.
Oh,
but it's a great way. That's why you actually get the bird's eye view. It's not one of these car cameras.
I see. So, well, I like it from the comfort of my home watching you.
Well, thanks. Well,
well, anyway, radio made the headlines this week with the closing of WSHU, QQQ off WSHU. So, as we said, that leaves you as the lone NPR station in the area.
You know, it's interesting, people don't understand. Dennis Jackson leased that out to WSHU,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to sell it. I put an offer in, and I do believe several other stations put offers in, but it wasn't what he wanted, so he's going to remotely program it and keep it on the air and try to sell it. People don't understand, they're very upset at WSHU for people don't understand what it costs to operate. If you go to our website and you see that anywhere every year it costs us between $500,000 and $650,000 to operate this radio station, and Jill and I do not get money out of this radio station. We put money in. Then you can understand the bigger stations, like, you know, it's, and people think when they listen to radio they can just listen for free, and they can't. They can't.
Well, as we have talked about, same with newspapers.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, people want to be able to get on our websites free. Well, you have to pay. Our papers have to pay.
You know, when you pick up a paper in the store, you pay for it, and you just can't expect things that provide a service to be for free. You can make a donation. Doesn't matter if you donate $25 a year or whatever. You can make a donation, but, you know, sooner or later, if there's not enough money coming in to cover the cost of operation, most businesses will just call it quits.
Right. Well, there were quite a few people upset with the closure, but as you say, it's financial. And I did talk to Dennis, and he's had a good run up here. Yeah.
And he's a radio guy. He's near, you know, he's probably, I think he's 5 or 6 years, maybe 4 or 5 years older than me. He's ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wants to be done with it. And he has one small station that he's going to keep. So
right.
We'll see what
right.
happens. Another big story, though, over the weekend was a story about the financial situation of the Sharon Valley Tavern settling mm-hmm. with one of the people. And they probably have a couple more settlements they have to do.
Right.
And I tried to explain to people this has nothing to do with why the tavern's closed. It's closed because they don't serve food
there. They don't serve food.
And
yeah, exactly.
And that's why I put the Sharon Board of Selectmen. They're going to try to approve food trucks, so she can have a food truck there and open back up and have some business.
Right. Speaking of Sharon Tavern, I watched the Memorial Parade for Josh
Wilkinson. Goodness.
Did you see?
Staggering.
Unbelievable. I did not know the young man, but obviously it's very, very sad. But what a turnout and what a tribute.
It was just like the tribute for Shea. You know, it just warms your heart to see people that care that much about families. And mm-hmm. it was truly an amazing thing to watch.
Yes, it was incredible. Let's shift gears over to Cornwall. Lots of stuff going on about their wastewater system. Mr. William Betts has moved to town, bought property, the former Farnsworth bookstore and the former Yetzler's. So, and he's got a piece of property there, and he's offered to give or sell to the town
in the world.
A site for the wastewater plant. So that's another option for the town to look at. That plant has been on the drawing board for several years now, and they're hopefully getting closer and hopefully going to have a vote to approve in the summer. And along with that, the town is going to, there's a small piece of land next to the old, next to Farnsworth, where the old firehouse was, and he wants to buy that. So the town is going to have to approve that sale as well.
You know, some people wrote on Facebook, they were just finding out about this. Why is this being shoved down our throats? And I responded saying, listen, it's been on the radio. It's been in all the newspapers. It's
been covering it for years.
It's been on the Cornwall website. This is not anything that they've sprung on you. And, you know, if you look into it, it's been very, very, very well covered.
Yeah, I saw that. I always get a laugh at that. You know, oh, I don't read or I don't look at Facebook or the – but. So why don't I know about this? Well, you can't cover yourself under a rock and expect to know stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And in Falls Village, the board, the selectmen have approved a lease for 107 Main, excuse me, the former town hall. What they're hoping to do, well, the lease is for 400 square feet of it for an art gallery, and then the rest, you know, that large part of the building downstairs, is they're hoping to get some kind of food dispensary in there. Selectmen are working hard to do that, and we'll see what happens to bring a little more foot traffic to downtown Falls Village. But there's foot traffic up a little further. The new gas station is open, I understand. So
yeah, they're open, and they are and fully open, not just gas. Well, what the fathers should do in Falls Village is go to Millerton and go to a little store on the corner of 22 and Main Street in Millerton called The Dig. It's a great shop that's owned by a couple of ladies, and they have food in there, fresh food sometimes. They have crepes, sometimes tamales, but they've got fresh vegetables,
really?
All from local farms. And it's a great, great, great little store, and that's what they should try to put in that location.
Interesting. Yeah. Corner of 22 and 44?
Right across from where the glass place used
to be. Interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, their economic development group has been looking and trying to figure out how to bring some traffic downtown, and that sounds like a good idea. Yeah. So looking ahead, Marshall, we have Board of Selectmen, or as I know, tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a and I think it deals basically with budget work that they're going to do with that.
Yep, and a talk on bears coming up on the 27th. As again, I keep saying those library talks are terrific. We had two this past weekend. Hunt Library had one on coyotes, and Cornwall and Sharon Audubon teamed up for one on birds. And if you got the winter doldrums, those are the best thing to sit and listen to.
And Scoville had part two of their series, which has two more parts too. Yet on people talking together and listening
together with Mary O'Neill. Yes, yep. So, well, as we hobble along into March, maybe things will lighten up a little bit, and there'll be a few more things in person. Let's hope. The vaccines are still being given out. Sharon Hospital here in Kent, so hopefully more people will get them.
All right, Ruth, have a good week, and we'll check with you next
week. You too, and no more snow, Marshall. Enough.
I'll do what I can.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.